Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The nitrogen fertility rate for oat production in South Dakota has been updated, dropping the 1.3 pounds of nitrogen per bushel optimum yield goal rate down to 0.9 pounds per bushel. This recommendation is a result of a five-year research study across South Dakota, explains SDSU Extension agronomist David Karki.
After all of these work of multiple years, so we're just able to change that equation to 0.9 pounds of N per bushel of oats. That's including everything. So that's reducing the previous recommendation by more than 30%.
This lower nitrogen rate drops input costs roughly $15 per acre and enhances environmental stewardship by reducing potential for nitrogen leaching or runoff. Soil sampling to assess residual soil nutrients is always advised, but in years where testing isn't done, Karki says nitrogen rates could be lowered even further.
Somebody hadn't done any soil test and just wanted to ballpark the soil residual and maybe put down 0.6 pounds of nitrogen per bushel of oats.
The nitrogen study also tweaked the traditional 40-pound legume credit applied from a previous soybean crop. Karki states nutrient cycling from residue takes time and warming temperatures, and since oats needs its fertility early in the season, the legume credit was adjusted.
But for oats and most of their small grains, I would say it has to be less than 40, and we went to another set of analysis, and then our prediction became a little stronger when it put down 30 pounds.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu for greater details on nitrogen rates for oats.